There's nothing you can't accomplish in life with the right amount of work. And that is the thought for today.
Now, a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Are you looking for a way to improve your mental health and well-being, but finding it difficult to fit traditional therapy sessions into your busy schedule? Look no further than BetterHelp Online Therapy. With BetterHelp, you'll find affordable and convenient access to licensed therapists who can support you on your journey of self-discovery. Gone are the days of long wait times to be matched with a therapist. With BetterHelp, you'll be connected with a therapist who is right for you and will guide you through the process of self-discovery, no matter where you are on your journey. So why wait? Discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/7goodminutes today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/7goodminutes. BetterHelp.com/7goodminutes. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes.
Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we hear a great message on why you should never complain about anything. Enjoy.
You have two situations, and they're both winning formulas or they're losing formulas, and they start the same way. You were born, and you were either born with too much or you're born with too little, the way I was born. That's it. You're either born with too much or too little, and both are strengths and weaknesses.
So when we came to Canada, my dad used to sweep floors in a factory and used to walk to work. And I remember one time I came home and I was complaining about schoolwork. And my dad's sitting at the table after he swept floors in a factory for 8 hours and walked to work and back. I know it sounds melodramatic. And I'm complaining about school. And he looks at me and he said, never complain. I never, ever heard my dad complain. His view was, you can learn from anything. You can learn at sweeping floors. You can learn at being a waiter. You can learn at running a company. You can learn at being a TV host. Yeah. You can learn at anything.
We all have our excuses, our reasons. We blame things on external sources of why certain things didn't happen. You know, we hold on to this story that we kind of fabricate and we build in our lives that, you know, about certain things. And that story is basically an excuse and a reason about why certain things didn't happen. You know, why you weren't able to accomplish or do this. And maybe your story or your BS is, I didn't have the time, or I didn't have the money, or there was traffic, or this happened to me because of this person, my boss, my family member, my parents, my brother, my sister, the country, the economy, etc. Right? We have these things, these external things that we blame, and these excuses and reasons that we have.
Almost every day, I have a situation. Every month, I will meet at least one person that's gonna cry to me that they don't have anything and it's hard, and they, you know, they didn't get lucky and they got nothing and it's hard. And then I will equally have dinner with somebody else who will tell me that it's hard and difficult. Happened today downstairs because they had too much. They're not hungry because their parents did everything for them. It's because you don't know the alternative. Everybody's pointing at everybody else without understanding. Nobody's deploying empathy. Nobody's deploying empathy. Everybody's worried about what's their issue.
Most people do a lot of talking and most people don't put in the effort. There's nothing you can't accomplish in life with the right amount of work. The challenge is, you know, are you willing to do the work? And the reality is most people aren't, but that's the opportunity, right? It's like people you know at school. Most people are lazy, right? They barely get through it. And so that creates opportunity. And if you're willing to outwork people, outthink people, invest time. And then the next question is, you know, what did I do? What can you do to learn?
As it relates to your own life, it's impossible to have a strong self-esteem and self-respect if you don't take total responsibility for your life. You know, it's been said, when you blame others, you give up your power to change. I'll also tell you that people that fail to take responsibility for their lives suffer much more than you and I. You know, they have health problems. You know, it's because they're unhappy and unfulfilled. People that don't accept responsibility also typically need a lot more external validation to try to be happy. By taking responsibility for their lives, they build their self-esteem, whereby they no longer need that validation so much. It's very, very easy when something happens that we're not happy with for us to start looking, you know, for other people to blame. I can't tell you that I'm not guilty of it myself, and I still have to fight it sometimes. But luckily, I learned a long time ago that when we own our life and everything in it and take complete responsibility for it, we're giving ourselves a gift.
Every time that you blame or you have an excuse or you BS yourself or have a story, you're giving away your power. You're basically giving away your power, and you have no ability to change what your current circumstance is. You have no power to change your life because you're putting it on something outside of yourself that you have no control over, right? You have no control of the external world in any way, right? You have influence at best, but you have 100% control over yourself, over your own mind, your own thoughts, your own actions, your own behaviors in your life. You have full control over that.
So no blaming, no complaining. I want you to act as if, no matter what happens to you, you say, how did I create that? How did I create that? Ask yourself that question. 95% of the time, you're going to find an answer. We want to blame someone else. Oh, blame my wife, blame my kids, blame the economy, we blame astrological signs. We blame our cycle. And we blame something all the time. There's some other reason other than us. Because if you ask yourself the question, you're likely to find some answers. And then next time you can stop creating that. It's really important to not blame, not complain.
That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde. Or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.